It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I actually, I did the first couple of years of college first 15 rugby for Sky, and I was very lucky to interview Roger Tuivasa. She probably the first television interview he ever did. He was captain of Otahuhu College. And we basically had to talk him through how to just answer a couple of questions for us. And I remember him playing De La Salle, and the sidestep was just incredible. And I said to Keith Quinn at the time, that's the best sidestep I've probably seen since Tana Umanga. He was just a sensation. And he went on and played New Zealand schoolboys with the likes of TJ Perenara, Alex Hodgman. There were some very, very good boys in that, off of Tuangavasi in that side. And, you know, he played out on the wing, but then he clearly went to rugby league. And unfortunately, you know, he's bulked up a lot. He got a lot bigger. He probably lost just a yard of pace. And so when he was coming into rugby, you're like, well, where are you going to play him? He didn't have the kicking game to play fullback. And probably second 5'8 seems to almost be the default setting for a lot of rugby league players. But look, he just hasn't made it. He should never have been picked as an All Black. He was never All Black quality. It was a little bit of a marketing ploy. I mean, when you look at some of the New Zealanders that have missed out over the years, like James Lowe, who's gone and played for Ireland, and you sort of see a Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, you do wonder how they can present, the All Black selectors can present one rationale for one player and then a completely different rationale for the selection of another. Look, I think he'd be very lucky to be an All Black. Yeah, I just don't think there's a position on the rugby field for him. He, the only other place he could play is on the wing, and I just don't think he's got the speed. I think he's certainly got the sidestep, but maybe that's where we need to see him in Super Rugby, more out on the wing to see if there is a future. But I certainly can't see him making the World Cup. I certainly can't see him making the World Cup squad. One hell of a rugby league player. That sidestep, I think, is a lot more conducive in league with the way the game is set up defensively, and, you know, players set up more sort of flat-footed in terms of the defensive lines and stuff. So wouldn't surprise me if he goes back. But he'll always, you know, rightly or wrongly, he'll always be considered an All Black. So he's played his two tests or whatever it was. But